Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott said yesterday that he and Governor Bill Walker will run for re-election next year, and he says they'll run together. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on why, even for incumbents, that may be an uphill fight.
Byron Mallott went further than Walker has in talking about next year's election. He spoke to host Pete Caron on Juneau radio station KINY.
Well, we have both decided that we will run again.
Mallott says the decision isn't absolute because they don't know what may occur in the future. But he says their minds are made up to run again.
Whatever we do, we'll do together for sure.
Walker is a former Republican who ran without party affiliation in 2014. Mallott is a longtime Democrat who won the party's nomination for governor that year. Mallott then decided to join Walker's ticket. Mallott didn't say whether he and Walker will seek the nomination of a political party, but he noted that their non-affiliated run last time was successful. Walker's political spokeswoman is his daughter, Lindsay Hobson. She declined to comment on whether Walker is running for re-election, but she may have confirmed a re-election campaign in a roundabout way. She said she isn't saying that Mallott was inaccurate. Mallott's comments were received warmly by Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock.
We are happy to have our candidate take on two Democrats, and we think Governor Walker represents Democrats, and we think the Democratic Party will get its act together and also have an upfront Democrat. So from our perspective, having two Democrats running is a good thing.
Walker faces a potential challenge. If there is a Democrat running separately on the ballot, those votes would likely come at his cost. Babcock says he doesn't think it's possible for Walker to run as a Republican.
I don't see any avenue for Bill Walker to try to run in the Republican primary. I mean, he's governed as a Democrat with Democrat policies and Democratic appointments for the most part. And we see him as just a Democrat in independent clothing.
The Republicans may have a large field. While Wasilla State Senator Mike Dunleavy is the only announced candidate, former Senators John Binkley and Charlie Huggins, former Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman, and businessmen Bob Gillum and Scott Hawkins have met with party insiders about possible campaigns. The Alaska Democratic Party endorsed Walker 4 years ago. The party's executive director, Jay Parmley, says he wasn't surprised by Mallott's comments. Parmley says the party hasn't talked with Walker and Mallott about how they would run.
And we will cross that bridge whenever there is a complete formal announcement and the governor and lieutenant governor both declare their complete intentions as to the way they are choosing to move forward.
Parmley says Babcock shouldn't be focused on who will run against the Republican candidate.
I'm not concerned about who the Republicans are going to nominate. It's going to be, in my view, a sort of a clown parade on that side.
Parmley says he's not concerned that both Walker and a Democrat will appear on the ballot.
The reason I'm not concerned about anything is because it's not a reality. I mean, it's the fact of the matter is that the governor and lieutenant governor are going to make a decision. We may have other Democrats who make a decision, and we will work all of that through as we go.
A major unknown on the Democratic side is whether former U.S. Senator Mark Begich will run. The filing deadline for the primaries is June 1st, almost 10 months away. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.